You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Bob Eccles. An organization called Clean Energy America is making the rounds of college campuses in Michigan this week, speaking with students about the role nuclear power will play in America's energy future. One of the folks here on the EMU campus to speak is Desiree Wolfgram. She's an engineer with Energy Northwest, and she's been kind enough to join me to talk a little bit about the effort. Desiree, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Sure. Is it accurate to characterize Clean Energy America as a group dedicated to promoting nuclear power?
Yeah, that is correct. So Clean Energy America, we're an organization that actually pulls from people who work in the industry. We go around the country, we talk to mainly students, and then also we reach out to media to really have a conversation with people about nuclear, because it's something that people really don't know much about. They don't realize that it's clean, reliable, and affordable source of energy. And so we give presentations, hopefully that they can learn a little bit more about it, and we find that the more that they learn about it, the more they support it.
Okay. Why nuclear power, I guess? Wondering if can't we get the job done with wind or solar power or some other source of clean energy?
Well, there's a lot of great sources of energy out there. But nuclear energy is the only option that's available today that can provide large-scale electricity 24 hours a day economically and without emitting any greenhouse gases. So although we have a diverse portfolio, that is something that we need. We need to have your base load energy sources, such as nuclear. But then you also want to have the solar, the wind, the hydro, as well as your natural gas and coal plants. It really gives you that diverse portfolio so that you can respond to the demands of electricity throughout the day and throughout the week.
Okay. Folks may be hesitant to consider more nuclear power plants in light of what happened in Japan with the Fukushima plant, Chernobyl in Russia, the original Fermi plant closer to home. What do you say to people worried that the potential downside to nuclear power outweighs the benefits?
Well, there's a lot of benefits to nuclear power. Nuclear power provides lots of clean energy in a very safe way. We have an excellent safety record here in the United States over the past 40 or 50 years that we've had nuclear power. We have state-of-the-art technology that offers layers upon layers of protection for safety for the public. I work at Columbia Generating Station out in Washington State, and my number one priority is to protect the health and safety of the public. It's always something that we consider. Safety is what we think of first. If we can do something in a more safe way, if we can put more design into it that will enable it to be more safe, that's what we do. So we're always concerned about that, and we're always learning from events that have happened. You mentioned Fukushima and Chernobyl. Well, that's one thing that we're such a great organization because we're a learning organization. So even though it's an event that happens, many years ago or halfway across the world, we look at what happened there, and we take the lessons learned, and we apply it to every individual plant and say, how could this happen here? How can we protect against that?
Okay. Well, one of the things folks might be concerned about is the storage of spent fuel rods and stuff like that. And I know there's been, there was a bit of a controversy over, where these were going to go, and folks kind of have that as one of their worries. Is there anything new to report on that front?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in the news lately. Yucca Mountain's in the news. They're going to proceed with reviewing over that license application. Mm-hmm. So Yucca Mountain is one of our options that we can go forward for a national repository. This will be a geological repository deep in the earth where we could store this. We're definitely in support of that. We would love, because right now we have this used fuel at over 30 states in the United States. Right. If we had a central location, we can consolidate that together, all the used fuel, and potentially have a future for recycling it. Because a lot of the energy that is used in production of electricity right now, there's still about 95% of electricity left in each one of those fuel rods. Mm. And so it's something that we can pull from in the future. Many other countries do it. The technology is there. It's available. We just haven't chosen to do it as a country so far.
Okay. I'm speaking with Desiree Wolfgram, who's visiting Michigan college campuses this week with the group Clean Energy America. An application's been filed for another reactor at the Fermi facility along Lake Erie in Monroe County, and some might say that we should take the money, some say billions of dollars that it would take to develop that facility, and the money to develop others like it. and maybe put it into expanding things that might be seen as less risky, like solar and wind power?
Well, I definitely think that it is a good thing for Detroit Edison to continue to look at the path of what we call a combined operating license. So in January, they completed phase three of the environmental review. So this is something that they're continuing to look into. But of course, it has to be an economic choice, whether or not it makes sense economically, because, you know, Detroit Edison is a business. That's first and foremost. We need to make sure that we provide electricity with good costs, you know, and nuclear energy is very, very competitive in costs. Protection costs in 2012 averaged 2.4 cents per kilowatt hour from nuclear. And you compare that to coal of 3.27 cents and natural gas, which is 3.4 cents. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm comparing these with baseload energy sources because, you know, as we talked about before, you know, baseload runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's really what nuclear is. There's a lot of really good options out there, the solar and wind, that we still need to develop so that we make sure we have the capacity and the capability to really put those forth as a viable option in the future. However, we do need 28% more power by the year 2040 in the United States just to sustain our current economic growth. Mm-hmm. And so we do know you need those baseload sources as well as other renewable sources available to us.
Now, you're speaking specifically with students this week. I was kind of curious, why students in particular?
Well, I love talking to students. Students are wonderful audiences. They are really curious. They have a lot of really good questions, some that I can't answer. But, you know, they are generally curious. They have an open mind about things.
You're speaking on the EMU campus tomorrow afternoon. Can you talk a little bit about that and, I guess, the rest of your schedule?
Well, we'll be talking with EMU tomorrow at 3:30. So that's Tuesday at 3:30. That's over in the Student Center. And we're going to be talking an overview about nuclear power, a little bit about how it works. So if you're interested in figuring out how a reactor works, some pictures of that, you can come and join us. And also we'll talk about development across in the United States and across the world. We're also talking with an event at Wayne State this evening. And then we've got Michigan State on Tuesday as well as Wednesday. Another with Wayne State on Wednesday.
And how can folks find out more about Clean Energy America?
Clean Energy America, we have a website. It's cleanenergy4america.org. There's a lot of really good information there and a lot of really good links to other sites that you can find out more information.
All right, Desiree, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Desiree Wolfgram is an engineer with Energy Northwest and part of the effort by Clean Energy America to promote nuclear power as an important part of our energy future.